Can you smell it? That's a win, baby.
How about that last night? Woo-hoo-hoo!
My living room smells like cigarettes and Miller Lite.
Oh, my goodness. That's the smell of usually desperation, but in last night's case, that was a smell of success, I guess. The Royals got a run, man. And that's all they needed last night. One run!
Oh, my God. I think for the first time in a long time, that I can speak for 99% of people last night, that you all probably did the same exact same thing that I did. Dusty Likens, Bob Fesco, Mac Morey. We call this show Fesco in the Morning and Fesco and Dusty, depending on the day of the week, on 96.5 The Fan. I want to paint you a picture, and I want to know if yours is about as accurate as mine. I think today, the analogy that we start this show off with, which I know I'm sure both of your wives have probably done this, where they go to a class with their friends and they get a sketch drawn of like a fall picture and they drink wine and everybody's painting the same picture.
Have you done this?
No.
Okay.
I'm not married. But everybody's wives or girlfriends have done this, where they go to this boutique and they drink wine. And they all paint a picture of fall.
I thought that died during COVID.
And no, very much alive.
Damn it.
And everyone is painting the same scene, but it somehow comes out a little bit different, but it's still the same picture. Last night, after the delay, I'm sitting in my chair. I don't change the channel. And I'm watching that game. One, because it was 0-0, so it only took like 2 hours and 10 minutes to play that game. Loved it.
It felt forever, though, didn't it? Like, it felt like an eternity.
But I think throughout the game, we're all checking Twitter, tweeting about the game. And after every inning, you're going, gee, many Christmas. How many times are we going to have people on base and can't knock them in? And then as the game progresses, you're starting to see in that lower right-hand graphic or on your phone, Minnesota's down 4-1. Seattle's down 6-3. Thank you, Jason Hayward. And you're still playing? Oh, yeah. Hit a big home run last night for your boys in blue.
Yeah.
And you're thinking to yourself, like, can we just get one freaking run? Just one. And everybody's on edge. At least I was. Crack the can. Take another sip. Bottom of the eighth, 0-0. Top of the ninth, 0-0. Here we go. Darren Blanco's on base. Should have been thrown out at second. Wasn't. Steals third. Not mad about it. Mad at the result. Not mad at the idea. I think there's two different things you have to be
sure. Yeah.
And then by the end of the game, everybody's on the same level. And everybody's showing each other the pain. Is this what yours looks like? Well, kind of. I'm kind of on that same level. Like, it's the same, but it's different because we all handle that game differently, as if we were all the same person last night, watching inning by inning by inning. Just please get a run. And then here comes the bullpen, and we're all like, all right, which guy's going to do it? Okay, here comes Bubich. Uh-huh. Double. Okay, inning over in the seventh. Weird. Reagan's only threw 89 pitches. But again, we talked to Ned about this. He's being saved.
Yeah.
Because there's a chance that now Reagan's might get game one ball.
You could get him in game one right now, right? Because you're looking at, like, the Royals could clinch as soon as Thursday, right? That's as soon as
Magic
the Royals can
four.
Clinch a playoff spot. So if they go out there and take care of business these next 2 days, the Atlanta series, well, it's going to matter because you want to get that playoff position. Like, you still want to finish tied or above Detroit so you don't have to go to Houston for the first round of the postseason. You go to Baltimore, which I know they beat the Yankees last night, but they're a struggling team. I was listening to the beginning of the Yankee broadcast last night before the Royals started, and they were saying all this stuff about Baltimore, and I'm like, oh my God, you guys are talking exactly about the Kansas City Royals. Like, Baltimore lost a player. They haven't been able to recover. They haven't been able to hit with runners in scoring position. They're not winning baseball games and all that kind of stuff. So you look at that and you're like, you want to go to Baltimore. So the series is going to matter in Atlanta. As long as you stay ahead or tied with the Tigers, you get to take on the Orioles instead of having to go to Houston for that first opening game series, which I was reading some tweets from people last night, like, Houston's winning the World Series. Houston's really good. They got a big win last night. Like Houston is legit. I don't want to see them in the first round. So the series is going to be imperative and important against the Braves, even if you can wrap this thing up by Thursday and get that clinching spot. But yeah, you want to preserve Cole Reagans for that game one on Tuesday in either Baltimore or potentially Houston. And so you get them out of the game, you get the bullpen in there and see what they can do. And you got to find a way to scratch across a run. done. I'll be honest with you. After that first inning, I was depressed for the rest of the night until the 10th inning. Like, that first inning was a microcosm of what has been going on over the last week or so since September 14th. That's the first Royals win in 10 days that we saw yesterday. And you had a first inning with the bases loaded and nobody out, and they're not able to score runs. And you're like, oh my God, here we go again. They go in an entire 9 innings without scoring a run. And then because of the extra innings, which again, a rule that I absolutely love with the ghost runner on second base, it gives you the opportunity to put the ball in play, get the movement going, and get some runs on the board. And you forced a young Washington Nationals team into making a play in a tough situation. They weren't able to do it. Bobby put the ball in play. Bobby drove in the run. Bobby gets credit for all of that. And the Royals win that game 1-0. The Minnesota Twins end up losing their game. The Mariners end up losing their game. And the Royals, I think, had the biggest win yesterday since winning the World Series in 2015. Now, there hasn't been a lot in between, you know, from a big win standpoint from the end of 2015 to where we are today. But that's, Dusty, how big a win that was for me last night. That was the biggest win since winning the World Series. And they took care of business. They got the win. Everybody else fell behind them. And for one night, the baseball gods were smiling upon us. Can they do it for two more nights and let's clinch this thing? And Friday morning, we come in on a red Friday and it's a blue Friday because the Royals are playoff bound, baby.
It was nice, and I think we all had the relief after this.
Gallo waits for another 3-2 from Urseg. Here it comes. And a swing and a miss, and he struck him out. Lucas Urseg strikes out Gallo. The Royals hang on. They win 1-0 in 10 innings.
And that's another guy I didn't know was still playing Major League Baseball. Joey Gallo is still in the league.
Because isn't that how it happens? Like, isn't that how... when we watch these Royals play, it's like, here comes no-name guy that you've heard in the past, and then crack of the bat, and that ball goes foul, and I think I could hear everybody exhale.
Oh, my God,
when that happened.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no! Oh, I knew it was gone. Because there's two things I watch when I see a ball hit like that. It's the batter's reaction and the pitcher's. And Gallo immediately did the lean.
Yeah.
Right? And Irsig, or as I call it, E-Sig, because I feel like I need an E-Sig every time he comes into pitch. He kind of gave the whole like, oh, shoot.
Yeah.
And then it, you know, you start to see it curve more and more. And then it was, you know, strike three, game over. And
next pitch too, Urseg didn't waste a round at all, man. He just fired that next pitch up there around the eyes and Gallo swung right through it and he was done. And the game was over. And thank goodness, man. Thank goodness that ball went foul, because if that doesn't go foul, we're sitting here talking about, oh my God, another loss in the 10th inning on Joey Gallo, who limped up to the plate, you know, at 40 some years old and parked one for you. Like, you've got to figure out a way to get that guy out. But they did. And they took care of business last night. And that's the type of game, Dusty, that you're going to have to win in the postseason. That was a big-time type of mental win. I know it's against the Nationals, and a lot of people don't fancy them a postseason type of team because they're not. Mm-hmm. But it's also a game that you had to find a way to win and scratch across a run. And that's what you're going to have to do next week, beginning on October 1st or whatever the day is when the playoffs start. You're going to have to find ways to scratch across runs. You're going to have to find a way to manufacture runs and hold the other team down. And for a night, the Royals played a perfect type of postseason game where your starting pitcher was nails, your bullpen was exceptional, and you got the one timely ball put in play that you needed to get that run across. And you didn't let that first inning bog you down and mentally wipe you out. It would have been really easy for this ball club to do the, oh, here we go again. Because raise your hand if you're a fan watching that game or listening on 96.5 The Fan last night. Who didn't have that feeling at the end of the top of the first inning of, oh, here we go again? And it's so hard to perform when you have that, oh, here we go again mentality. And the Royals didn't take that. They kept fighting. They kept battling. Cole Reagans kept them in the game. They made some plays on defense. They got the job taken care of. And they won a baseball game, and thank God they did, man. And we all feel better this morning. It's amazing how one win can kind of change your whole mindset on everything, right? Everybody's feeling good today because this team went out and got that win last night, and they're this close now to clinching that postseason spot.
Yeah, I mean, I mean, the game had emotions from the beginning to the very, very end, and it's, you know, that's where, you know, we wanted the season to be.
You
wanted to have this sort
you
of
want this.
Competitiveness, this sort of, you know, we're fighting, clawing with every inch of our fingernails type of Al Pacino speech in any given Sunday. But I think the best part about last night was how massive of a win that was. And that's what we've been waiting for, is just to prove to everybody that if you can just win that one game when everybody else falls. The Twins are literally telling you, here's October.
The Twins literally don't want it, right?
No, they're like, here you go. Yeah. Like Henry Lake tweeted at me last night after I texted in the after the first inning. I said, this is one of the most brutal, absolute brutal first innings to start a game, because bases loaded, nobody out, Salvador Perez at the plate, and, you know, Gurriel at the plate, line drive, double play, not Bobby's fault. That ball gets over his head.
Oh, God, no, that's a 2-0 game.
Game's over.
Right.
The way
it's
that
done.
Reagans
yep.
was dealing.
Yep.
And then you get to the Freddie Fermin hit. The guy gets it between his legs with a glove, didn't even look at the ball, and you're like, all right, this is fate, 101. I'm seeing the foreshadowing of what tonight's going to be.
Right.
And then you get to the third inning, and here we go again. And it's, you know, not the greatest at bat by Freddie Fermin. But the thing that I thought was interesting and also kind of full, like, emotional circle is, and we'll have Royals manager Matt Cotrero on the show at 9 o'clock today. They asked him at the end of the game, like, you know, what was it like, you know, why? And he's like, yeah, we weren't really frustrated. We were just, we knew that we could, we knew we were it, like in a rut. We knew that the runs weren't coming. They knew it was, you know, a weird situation. I mean, they went 27 innings without scoring a run.
Yeah, they did. 9 times 3 is 27. Yeah. And then in the 28th inning, they finally scored.
And
yeah.
the irony of it all is that
and on the seventh day, they rested.
Yeah,
you know?
It was a lifeless offense that the only way they got a run was from a ghost runner.
Right.
And I think the other interesting part is that when you see them score that run and the dugout's reaction, it was the same as everybody's that watched the game. It was that weight off the shoulder, the air out of your lungs, the excitement that they actually have something in the run column. And then I thought the thing that was crazy about how baseball works is that we went through this entire year complaining about the bullpen, and in the biggest game of the year, your bullpen was very, very awesome.
Yeah, they stepped it up. And you mentioned the body language. I don't know if you saw Q in the handshake line last night.
Oh,
like
sure.
That looked like a relieved individual. Like he was, you know, when you have that sense of like, you just sigh and you kind of just like melt, you know, and your shoulders slump down and your hands just kind of hang. That was him in that bullpen line last night. That was a relieved manager last night. And I don't blame him. I think we were all relieved last night because we know what's ahead. If you miss this opportunity for the playoffs too this year, there's zero guarantee that you're going to get back next year with this team. When you start to look at it, you had career years from Lugo and Waka and Reagans and Witt and Bobby and Vinny, and, you know, Salvi's having kind of a career year. Like, all of these guys are having career years. Probably won't happen again next year, right? Lugo may revert back to, you know, just being a pitcher. We don't know what Cole Reagans is going to do. I think he's here to stay, obviously. Bobby Witt and him are competing for Cy Young and MVP awards. Waka may walk at the end of this season. So you're getting career years out of a lot of players right now. And in baseball, as we know, it kind of all reverts back to the mean. Like Blanco getting the second base stolen last night where he should have been out, then steals third, gets thrown out. That's kind of how it works. It all kind of reverts back to the mean a little bit. So in baseball right now, when you're getting these career years from these players, you've got to take advantage of it. And last night's win was taking advantage of the career years that a Waka and a Lugo and a Singer and a Witt and a Bobby or a Vinny and a Salvi are all putting out. There's no guarantees that these guys are going to be like that next year. So you've got to pounce. You've got to capitalize. You've got to get into the postseason. And they took a major step. They can clinch on Thursday based on that win last night. Let's go, baby.